This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we have a quick bit of news now, an indictment related to last year's deadly mine accident in West Virginia. A federal grand jury accuses a security chief at Massey Energy of lying to federal agents and ordering the destruction of thousands of pages of documents. Here's NPR's Howard Berkus.
The arrest of 60-year-old Huey Elbert Stover sends this clear message, according to attorney Mark Moreland.
People need to understand that this is an investigation of the most serious mining disaster in this country in the last 40 years and cooperate fully with all agencies investigating the tragedy.
Moreland represents two of the 29 families who lost sons and fathers in the Upper Big Branch mine explosion. Stover is the security chief at that and other Massey Energy coal mines. The indictment says Stover trained his security guards to warn mine workers underground when federal mine safety inspectors arrived unannounced, and then he lied about it to the FBI. David McAteer heads an independent civil investigation of the disaster.
Were laws violated, were regulations disregarded, and were shortcuts taken? I think this indictment suggests that perhaps there were.
Stover is also accused of ordering the destruction of thousands of pages of security-related documents. Massey Energy says it notified the Justice Department of the destruction and took steps to recover the documents. Stover is set to be arraigned in 2 weeks. Howard Berkus, NPR News.